Good afternoon and welcome to Tech Central's Impact Series. I'm James Erasmus and I'm very, very pleased to have on the line today both Clara and Rob. Clara Voigt is the Senior Product and Marketing Manager for Telviva, and Rob Lith is the Chief Commercial Officer for Telviva. And really importantly, today we're talking about a series of products and an opportunity for Telviva to explain to us what customer service is actually becoming and where it's gone. Because we're all actually customers in our own right. And we all want our complaints, our suggestions, our questions, our comments, our needs to be listened to. How are they being heard and through what channel? And what is Telviva able to do for us as customers? So thank you very, very much for joining us today and welcome to Tech Central. And I very much look forward to today's conversation. I'd love for you to kick off, please, by talking to us a bit about the current state of business and where business is at and why customer service is something that we're focusing on right now as Tech Central.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for inviting us and having us on to discuss this. I think to have a look at the current state of business communications, you need to take a step back a little into the evolution of how businesses started off communicating with their customers and their customers communicating with them. And if we have a look there at what companies used to have when there was the single channel of voice, is they had the old PBX, as it's still often today referred to. And with all communications going out and coming in through that PBX and the receptionist who would handle all of those calls, the company had full visibility of who was contacting them and who they were contacting. But they still didn't have a lot of at-hand visibility of previous engagements and contacts. But at least everything was coming in through a central service as such. A few years later, that was largely disrupted by the advent of mobile phones. And now every employee had a mobile phone. And so calls would not only come in through the PBX and be managed and viewed and seen there, but individuals would be calling individuals inside and outside of the business. And so that fragmented things largely, that the business didn't have a consolidated view of who they were talking to and what the business was committing to or what their customers were asking for. If an employee left, then suddenly all of the kind of previous history that they might have been having directly with customers was lost. And so at that point in time, it wasn't as highlighted as it is today, where there's things like security threats. This has been a year of cybersecurity. But at least it was, you know, just that one channel of communications and mobile disrupted that a bit. But then if you take a little few years step further, suddenly you started having all of the other channels that people would communicate on. People would be SMSing each other, messaging each other. Then along came WhatsApp, and people would be setting up WhatsApp groups. So if a customer needed sudden support, somebody in the business would switch on a WhatsApp group and communicate that way. Again, no visibility through that central contact point in the business. And then more and more so now over the last few years is a wide variety of social media channels that would come in. And, you know, if you go from baby boomers to Gen Z, Gen Xers, Gen Zs up to today, each wants to communicate with the business using their own preferred channel. So we've gone from that synchronous communication that you'd have in real time on a phone or a mobile call to a combination of that plus the kind of asynchronous communication of people wanting to chat. Sometimes it's important to have a fairly real-time response to that. Sometimes that can be delayed. So it does open up a whole lot more opportunities. So I think that's the evolution that we've had up to.
Thank you very much. And I think that's critical in understanding that the customer needs to and expects to be responded to. And interestingly, I was doing some research prior to this conversation, and that the expectation of customers to be responded to in a very short space of time, irrespective of the channel that they're using, is arguably why they choose to use that channel in the first place. So, and I'll just illustrate an example. I've sent you an email. I expect a response within the next 7 minutes.
Yeah.
At most within the day.
And if the person then does phone in, and then if the person does phone in to say, I sent you an email, and then there's a scramble around who received that email, but whereas if you have that in a unified view, then, you know, you can immediately pick up on the email that you received, or somebody was in a chat, but the chat needs to be brought into a call. You can have an audit trail of what previous conversations there were. So you can immediately address the agitation that somebody would have that they've emailed, they've sent a message, they haven't heard yet. So if you see that history, you can immediately kind of placate them and, you know, tone down the whole conversation.
And arguably the end user wants to be heard.
Exactly.
So Clara, on that point, let's talk about some of the problems and some of the needs that you've identified in the market that Rob just kindly described, and how Tilviva solves for those problems.
So I think, touching on continuing on the topic of customers want a response, a real-time response, and we've all heard of an omni-channel type solution which offers an end-to-end omni-channel integration. That typically addresses the needs of contact center customers. And sometimes it can be quite expensive to have all, a solution offering all the bells and whistles of addressing the needs of a contact center omni-channel solution. Whereas if we look at Tilviva Engage specifically, the product that we're covering today, is that it's a real-time inbound multi-channel solution. And it's for any customer-facing team. So it basically takes your omni-channel solution and it democratizes it, includes any customer-facing team in this solution, which is a real-time solution, and it's adding another digital engagement channel to your engagements with your customer. And that could be a website chat, that could be upgrading that to a voice call, a browser-based call, for example, as you said, customers want an immediate response. So it might start off with a live chat on the website, and they realize, well, maybe it's just easier to give this customer a call. So upgrade your chat, your web chat, into a browser-based call
in real time,
and get that issue resolved or a support query resolved. So I think.
Gotcha. So.
Yeah.
So as a listener, what I'm hearing is that you're creating this omni-channel opportunity for me to engage my customer, my end user, across multiple different channels that might be preferable to them, in a way in which allows me to deliver my service as best I possibly can. And have you got some examples that we could maybe share with our listeners?
Yeah, so I think in a recent use case, we've had a national bus line which uses Tilviva Engage as a service, and they also have added, so they've got the web chat, they've added WhatsApp integration to this as well. So their end customers can simply send them a WhatsApp, it creates a chat interaction with this bus line company, and they can then engage in real time with the end user, solving their queries with regards to, you know, updated bus schedules, new routes, where is the bus picking them up today. So in a real time interaction, adding that digital engagement channel, solve queries, that obviously results in improved first call resolution.
Because some of the convenience that can bring for the person who is contacting the bus company, for instance, for the latest schedule, is they might be at a bus stop waiting for a national route that they do. And if they had to call in and they say, well, our next bus is like this and this and this and this time, the person says, hang on, I haven't got a notepad to take that down. Can you SMS it to me or something? Whereas while they're in that chat, the agent has got a preset phrase that they can just quickly post up the bus route the person's got on their phone, and they say, thank you very much. They don't remember anything. They don't have to, you know, scramble around. It's all there for them. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. That really puts into context. Thank you. I appreciate that. And I like that as a story, but also it gives me the ability to use that information more efficiently for myself, in that I could, as a bus user, forward that to, you know, fellow passengers, you know, people that might be traveling with me, someone who might be expecting me. That's far, far more useful and within the context of why you're solving a problem for me. So thank you. Single view, omni-channel, very different to PBX and post-it notes on the side of the desk.
Correct.
What are some of the ways in which you're seeing the uptake in this as a result of this strange period we've just gone through and we're going through right now in the business that are taking up this opportunity more readily?
I think in a nutshell, every proposal request that we receive, be it an RFP, which is a formal process of doing, or whether it's a quotation, there is always a request that they don't just want the PBX and the handset on the desk. They want their users to be able to work from anywhere, particularly brought on about COVID and the 2 years that we were in there. So you started to have the hybrid workspace. Customers were working from home. The companies that they were contacting were also having to move their workforce out into multiple modes of working, and not only on the common device of the handset on the desk. They wanted to have the chats and the calls and everything in their desktop application, be it their PC, be it a mobile phone. So not only did modes of working come into place, but also the method that you do those communications and the devices that you would use for that. And, you know, I touched on earlier that having different modes of communication that are fragmented and not brought in centrally, for a financial services company, as an example, who has to have their staff start working remotely on different devices in different modes of communication, they have the cybersecurity threats that there are today to address. So, you know, they have to have everybody communicate to their customers in their standards way, you know, to fulfill governance, security, and all of those aspects. And to be able to have all of those captured through an engagement platform like this, the company can also address their compliance and their security, you know, concerns. So if it's a call coming in and the financial services industry person has to say, we are a registered financial services and your calls are being recorded for compliance, that can be carried through to their other chat mode. So the engage, as I mentioned, you could do a preset phase for a bus timetable. Here you have a preset phase for saying, we are an accredited financial services, your chat is being transcribed, etc. So it now encompasses all of those and gives companies a much higher level of security and compliance. And less chance. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. You talk about putting Telviva Engage in a walled garden. How much integration can Telviva Engage do in terms of CRM and other tools that companies currently use?
So that's a very good point there. And because our platform is in the cloud, and it's a cloud-delivered service, most of the other applications which people are using, whether it be Zoho, Salesforce, Dynamics, or whether it be other cloud workforce management systems, Monday.com, all of those types of services are out in various cloud platforms. So an open standard has developed for a number of years now with APIs or application interface protocols. So being an open platform with APIs, you can integrate out. Some are standard plugins that you can just integrate into another platform to get information from. So if a chat comes in or a call comes in, we can pop off the ID of the person to Zoho, bring up that customer's record and all their previous engagements. So that has allowed very dynamic ability to be able to integrate into the various platforms that are available as what we call microservices that you can all bring in together. So you can also do it with your back office system, so you can actually initiate a business process flow on the back end of just receiving a chat in, bringing up a Zoho record. You might want that particular interaction to then trigger a business process, and that brings optimization and efficiencies into the business, and that you don't have to do a swivel chair of an inquiry that's come into a back office and then they're going to bring it back to you, and only then can you answer. You know, so tell me if I'm kind of just rambling on it, yeah, but I have one more use case of that type of scenario where we have a financial services provider of trust funds for, you know, the guardian to be able to extract funds to pay for the next quarter's schooling and that. Now, Previously, they would receive a phone call in, they'd note down the guardian's name and make sure it's the right person that, you know, got the right details. Triple check and hand that back to a back office who would look up and say, yes, they are the guardian of this fund, yes, there is funds available, and tick, we can release it. Hand that back to the agent who then has to contact, and that's like a second step rather than the first resolution. Whereas now the process that they can do through these API and integrations into their back office is query comes in, all that data is captured, it pulls up the records, and it's confirmed straight away, you're the guardian, yes, there's funds, and thank you, sir, we can release the funds to you. And that's done in first resolution, one contact.
And interesting, one of the benefits I'm hearing you say is you're actually upskilling someone who used to be a call center agent is now actually a customer service agent.
Yeah.
Tara, what are some of the other benefits that you might be listing as part of the Telviva Engage platform?
So I think ultimately the drive is to enable better quality conversations, and in that, making every conversation count. As Rob also said, you know, irrelevant or irrespective of which engagement channel they choose, whether it's voice or chat. But really, that is the golden thread throughout, and all the, you know, value-added services of transcription and voice analytics and things you can extend to that. And I think bringing all of that together is really where the power lies in that unified communication and collaboration space. Also, I think what is quite valuable is every customer is on a different digital journey on the way to the cloud. They might still be starting the journey or still, you know, deciding whether they want to take the first step on this digital journey to the cloud, or they might already be in the cloud. And I think what's a real benefit is that Telviva meets this customer wherever they are in this digital journey to the cloud to meet the need of where they are in their journey and walk this road with them. And I think that's a real benefit because, you know, it ultimately drives them on this user's journey to the cloud, wherever they are. I also think an important thing or a real benefit is the fact that it's local. It's a locally developed product, and we've got the abilities to adapt to customers' needs and to, you know, custom solutions, because each customer might have their own environment that they work in or systems and business processes that they work with. And to meet them and where they are on their journey, first of all, but to understand the solution and how we can make this work for them, to empower them and to enable better quality conversations, I think having a small agile team allows us to adapt to those needs and making the customer feel like they are valued and important.
And if I can add to that, an example of what you talked about earlier, being able to integrate into other systems like CRM and the likes. There's also other service providers locally in South Africa who deliver services. For instance, we have one where customers want to have a audio call transcribed and then be able to do a quality assessment of that through things like sentiment analysis and the likes. All of the international packages, they'll have English, and maybe luckily you'll get Afrikaans, but through a local partner there. We've got five languages, English, Afrikaans, and so far three or four African languages in there, which you can't get if you're, you know, only using international packages.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. One of my next questions to you, and you've actually made it very practical for me already, was to talk about some of the practical ways in which a listener might engage with Telviva. And I know, because I've been to your website, that's actually an excellent demo. You've got some great literature and some brochureware and some useful content on the website that I encourage our listeners to go and see, and it'll be linked in the article after this podcast. But also to try and chat and engage with Telviva. Engage through whatever channel. The response will be omni. And that's a very practical and useful example for us to share with our listeners.
And those users, or the customers, they don't have to have any particular application or program downloaded. If they've got a modern day browser, they have a simple widget which a website developer, you know, puts into the website, and so you've got the chat to us. And so they don't need any special, you know, change application downloaded. They've got the widget. Their customers can click on that. They can chat. While they're chatting, they can escalate it into a voice call, or just from that same widget to a voice call. because the modern browsers now all support WebRTC, or our industry is littered with acronyms, and WebRTC is Web Real-Time Communications. So Chrome, Safari, Edge, all those browsers have that built into them, so you can do that kind of calling in your browser.
Okay. Thanks very much. And I think the last point I'd like to make, which I definitely picked up from me visiting your website and understanding this conversation a lot better, is that, and Clara mentioned that it is a local company, it is also locally priced. It's also scalable from micro enterprise through small business all the way up to corporate. So your pricing model is also very reflective of the need of the end user and allows the end user to scale it as and when their need arises.
Yeah, you don't have a fluctuation of the dollar-based services and that. But if you do subscribe to Google Workspace or MS365 and that, you have an unsure budget of what your costs are going to be as the markets fluctuate.
So you certainly are solving a very important element of customer service, and you're taking a need in the industry, you're taking the customer's perspective, but you're making sure that the end user is being heard as the customer with the information required, whether it's a problem or a complaint, something that just needs to be rectified, and often case, the end user just needs to be heard. So thank you very, very much, both Clara and Rob. Thank you for your time today. I've really enjoyed today's conversation. I know our listeners will have too. And I think it's been very, very insightful, and I look forward to engaging with the Tel Aviv Engage platform myself, but also our next conversations and to see where it's gone and to see where and how the end user journey is becoming more and more prolific and more omnichannel. So thank you very much for your time today. Thank you very much from Tech Central, and we very much look forward to chatting again soon.
Thank you very much for having us on board. Yeah, appreciate it.